inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we try pickling just about anything and everything from our garden. And with us on the line for this week's segment is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So you just did some pickling last week, right?
We did, and it was a great success. I mean, the jars look terrific right now. We were pickling cucumbers that my daughter brought up from Santa Monica Farmer's Market. She just left this morning with a bunch of the jars of pickles to take home with her.
And what other things can we pickle this time of year?
A lot of folks are pickling zucchinis. I have pickled snap peas, sugar snap peas, or the snow peas. If people can get some really nice green beans, that's a very common one. Cauliflower, carrots, and everything, lots of other assorted stuff too. However, we will not get into pickling salmon or herring. That's for somebody else on
advanced
on the program.
Users, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have done that too, however.
Okay, well, kind of a dumb question. Why should we be pickling vegetables from our garden?
To preserve them for the winter. We like them as a flavor enhancer or appetite enhancer for something that keeps very well, assuming that we process them properly so that they can be stored on a shelf. Some people do make refrigerator pickles, which, again, then don't need the processing time, but usually do take more time in the refrigerator to become pickled. Let's put it that way. So it may be 3 weeks, 3 to 6 weeks before they're actually ready that way. These are processed 10 minutes in a boiling water bath and then allowed to cool. And even at that, if you wait about 2 weeks, they do improve in flavor.
And what are the other things should we have in mind here for the process here as far as
Well, the brine is very simple. And, well, again, it depends on which kind. I'm give you one recipe, which was my mother's recipe. She modified over many, many years and, you know, 50 years, 60 years ago, you know, I helped her make pickles. So now I'm making my own, and my daughter helped me make pickles, so we're passing it on. Real simple, half a cup of salt, plain salt, not iodized. 1 quart of white vinegar, 2 quarts of water. Bring that to a boil, and while you're doing that, you have your picked cucumbers or other stuff are packed into the jar, and you pack them as tight as you can. But even before you do that, in the bottom, put one flower head of dill and as much garlic as you want. We usually use 4 to 6 of our wonderful garlic cloves from the garden. And anyway, the pickles are in there, and then over the top of that, I will put a couple of leaves of cherry leaves, actually, for Christmas. The old tradition was 1/8 of a teaspoon of alum, powdered alum, which is, again, available in the grocery store. And pour the hot brine over them, and you have warm lids, clean rings, screw them on, and then into the boiling water bath for the 10-minute processing time. And it is pretty easy. It took us start to finish about an hour. We had everything all ready to go.
Okay. And before we go here, we only have a few seconds left here, but one final notice about our garlic in the garden.
Absolutely. Where normally this time of year, last year, I would be harvesting garlic now. I've got all mine out of the ground. And with the 9 inches of rain we've gotten this month, the outer skins on garlic are starting to deteriorate. So if you don't get it out of the ground now and pull it, you know, a week from now or more, you're going to have naked garlic, and that's not what we want for long-term storage. It means that you've got to quickly use the garlic that you have.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thank you.
All right, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juno. Come tumbling down. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.